You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
Is your pet stressed out? Does your pet need annual vaccines? Which pet is best for a child? Would you know if your dog was in pain? Pet Life Radio presents The Pet Doctor, where you'll learn everything about keeping your pet healthy and happy. From pet care, pet meds and grooming, to pet food, pet insurance and dental care, this is the place to find out everything there is to know about pet wellness. Whether you have a dog, cat, reptile or rabbit, you'll find answers for your pets straight from the vets, because it's your pet. Health matters. Please welcome your Pet Doctor host, veterinary media consultant and veterinarian, Dr. Bernadine Cruz.
You wouldn't feed your newborn baby like you would a teenager. Their bodies demand extremely different levels of nutrients. A senior citizen compared to a world-class athlete don't require the same number of calories per day. This just makes common sense. But what about our pets? How do you meet their individual, distinctive nutritional needs? Most pet foods are labeled as being complete and balanced for all life stages, from being the puppy or kitten to the gray-muzzled elder. Is that the optimal way to feed your cat or dog? One bag fits all? Where can you find a diet that's as unique as your pet? Keith Johnson, founder and CEO of Petbrosia, appears to have found the answer. We'll be right back after this short break.
Please have a seat in the waiting room. The doctor will be with you shortly, right after these messages.
Go to PetcoDeals.com and get $6 off your order of $60 or more and up to 40% off hundreds of items at Petco.
PetcoDeals.com.
But that's not all.
Are you talking to me?
Pet Life Radio listeners, try Audible.com now and get your first 30 days of Audible Listener Gold Membership plan free. And get a free audiobook. Choose from over 100,000 titles. To get this great deal, go to AudibleDeals.com.
That's AudibleDeals.com.
The new Dyson AnimalVax are powerful bagless upright vacuums for homes with pets. Air muscle and radio root cyclone technology generates the strongest suction power to powerfully remove dust, dirt, and pet hair from the home or car. Go to DysonDeals.com. DysonDeals.com.
To order your Dyson AnimalVax today.
Go to PetSmartDeal.com and save up to 30% on awesome gifts for the pets and pet people in your life. Toys, collars, leashes, PetSmart gift cards, treats, and more. Go to PetSmartDeal.com today. PetSmartDeal.com.
Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com. Welcome back to The Pet Doctor on Pet Life Radio with Dr. Bernadine Cruz. The doctor is in, and we'll see you now.
Keith Johnson, this is a really new, unique product. Tell us a little bit about Petbrosia.
Well, thank you, first of all, Bernadine, for having me on the show today. I appreciate it. Petbrosia is really a breakthrough in pet nutrition. The first dry food is custom-made for each individual. And our overall goal is to provide longer, higher quality of life.
Keith, you're right. Quality of life is so important. You know, we all want to live, and we want our pets to live as long as possible, having that best quality of life as possible. And studies have shown nutrition is really so important. Starting that puppy kitten off at an early age with that proper nutrition, keeping their weight as optimal as possible. We know that pup and kitten that starts at that good weight is going to have a greater likelihood of having a proper weight later on in life. Now, Petbrosia, that's a really interesting name. How did you come up with that one?
The name is based off of wanting to come up with something that was very distinctive in the category, and I thought it did a nice job of bringing to life the merging of a holistic product together with science, which is really an interesting area that we're in with Petbrosia. Many brands really push the science, and other brands push are based off of a holistic ingredient profile. And we're bringing the both of those together with something that's differentiated and different in terms of really understanding the nutritional needs of each individual pet.
Keith, the holistic idea, oftentimes people hear the word holistic and they think, ah, new age, touchy-feely, and who knows if it's really something that's nutritious. But it sounds as though Petbrosia is taking into the effect the whole animal. You're looking at the profile of the individual pet, being concerned with breed, age, weight, its medical history. Now, it seems almost impossible. How would Petbrosia formulate a diet that's going to meet these individual needs? And manufacturing the food must be extremely difficult. I've gone through pet food manufacturing plants and have these huge vats of food that they push out, and it seems mind-boggling. So how does Petbrosia do this?
Sure. Well, let me give you a little bit more background on what exactly Petbrosia is. And then I'll give you a little bit more details on and how we do it. Petbrosia, unlike most pet foods, lives online at petbrosia.com. And so what an individual would do if they're interested in getting Petbrosia for their cat or dog is they would go online and they would provide a little bit of information about their pet. And the website is very easy to use. It's not like we're asking for a 10-minute survey. We have some basic questions around breed, age, and weight. We make sure that there aren't any allergy restrictions or any other health concerns that we should be aware of. And with that, we put that information into our proprietary algorithms, and we understand where a pet falls within a nutritional profile, and we create a blend specific for that pet. We ship it directly to your house, so you do not have to go to a store. And when a consumer hits auto-replenishment, they'll automatically get a new order every month or every 2 months, whatever they decide. And over time, we'll update the formulation as their pet ages. We know how their pet is growing or maturing, and we're able to adjust the blend over time.
Now, this just sounds so different. Are there any other pet food companies out there doing what Petbrosia is doing?
I think that the only thing that could come close is if you were to make your own food at home. And, of course, that takes a lot more time and effort than what the average person really has.
And trying to get it right at home, trying to cook your own pet's food, that's not easy. You're trying to balance making sure that it tastes good, it has all those nutrients. Home cooking, I know, it can be such a big bugaboo. Now, making sure that Petbrosia is properly balanced, who do you have overseeing what's going into your pet's food?
That's a good point, Bernadine. One of the things that in our research we realized is that people at home want to do the best for their pet, but they don't necessarily want to get into all the science. And so we do that for them and simplify the whole process. We do have a PhD nutritionist that formulates our products. And of course, we also have engineers on board that helps us to make sure that our algorithms are working properly, are created, and taking data that really hasn't been tapped into in the past.
Algorithms. That doesn't sound like nutrition. That sounds like math. And that was definitely not one of my favorite subjects in college. So how do you get these algorithms? How do they work? Where did you get the information to set all this up in the first place?
Let me simplify it a little bit. The key information that we're using is information that's known about the breed of pets, information that's known about how a pet ages, and then information that consumer gives us about the weight of their pet and how that compares to the breed. And the complexity is in the ability to be able to compare it, that data for all the breeds that are out there, and to put together the math that makes it all happen.
Now, this food is for dogs and cats. Is that correct? So there's two different lines of Petbrosia, one for cats, one for dogs.
That is correct. Right now, we've launched with chicken formulas, and our chicken is free-run, antibiotic, and hormone-free. And we will be coming in the summer, early summer, with lamb formulas for dog and salmon formulas for cats.
Keith Johnson, Petbrosia sounds really unique and marvelous. So here you have this food that's being delivered to the house. And I know so many of us have pets that have become rather persnickety over time as to what they like, flavors they like. So you have this food delivered to the house, you offer it to the pet. and hopefully they like it. Now, I can imagine you've gone through a lot of taste testing. You have two dogs yourself who've probably been some of the chief tasters. How well is this food being accepted by pets in general?
Mickey and Rosie are my dogs, and they've actually had the pleasure of being taste testers for Petrosia. And, you know, we go through the proper process of transitioning new foods into their diet over the course of 2 weeks. And it's quite funny because one of our dogs, Mickey, has the knack of sorting out the Petrosia from the other food and pushing the other food aside.
The transitioning process really is so important. And yes, it sounds like your dog is really pretty smart, where so many of them go, oh yeah, my dad makes the good stuff, so I'm going to pick out what I do like and leave the rest behind. So I agree, transition is so important. Now, you were talking about this algorithm, and sometimes people like to cheat when they say, oh, you know, my pet's not overweight. So for instance, with your algorithm for Petrosia, I tell you, for instance, I have a Labrador that weighs 130 pounds, and you know that that typical Labrador should be weighing maybe 90 pounds instead of 120 pounds, whatever. Does Petrosia with this algorithm take into account what should be the appropriate weight for a particular breed and age, and then do you actually change your formulation so it takes almost like that person out of the equation?
That's exactly what we do. What we're able to do, as you mentioned, many pets are overweight. In fact, 50% of dogs and cats are overweight in the U.S. today, and it's rising. It's an epidemic. And what we're able to do is if we see that a pet is outside of the control limits for their breed, we do modify or blend the formula to feed their ideal body condition. Okay. And what that means is, just like humans, you know, none of us people really like to be put on a diet and have to eat less food. It's not just, and I think that's what people would traditionally do. They would go to a feeding less. And what we're able to do with Petrosia is we're able to really tailor the nutritional contents for the pets so that they are not getting as much of the elements that could cause them to take on more weight, or we're slowly decreasing things like fat content over time. But it's done in a way where we're not necessarily reducing significantly the amount of food, because we all know that if a pet doesn't feel full, they're going to go to the family and just ask for more.
So they just kind of start counter-surfing and getting into trouble.
But one of the things is, the nice thing with Petrosia is that we do provide individualized reports with the food. So we do give you a card that comes in the box of food that talks about the target nutrition for your pet. And it's really neat because it's tailored. You even have a picture of your pet on it. And we talk about in it what should be the target nutritional profile for your pet and the feeding guidelines for your pet. And so you're not just getting a one-size-fits-all generic feeding guidelines. It truly is designed for your pet. And what I've noticed is that when people see this, more often than not, they see that they could, that they're currently overfeeding their pet.
I think that's one of the things that's so hard about addressing weight. Number one, a pet owner, pet parent never wants to hear that their pet is fat. You know, trying to gently inform them that their pet's a chunky monkey, it's overweight. You know, it can be very difficult. It's a very sensitive type of a subject to come up with. And what's very frustrating, we start talking about diet, how much they're feeding and exercising, and say, you know, I'm feeding what the package says, I'm taking my pet out to exercise a couple times a day, chasing that ball. Now, I read the label, and the label says for a pet that weighs X, I'm supposed to feed this amount of food, and when they do, that pet gets overweight, or, you know, holds the weight, it doesn't lose the weight. Petrosia seems to be very different, where it takes some very unique issues into account. How do they do it?
Yeah, you know, as we're talking, I'm drinking a cup of coffee here, and it just reminds me of one thing, and my cup of coffee isn't really a cup. It's 12 ounces, and it surprises me that myself and others, we don't realize that a cup is really 8 ounces, and there's many people who feed a cup, and they're using 16 ounces, or some are even using 20-ounce cups. when those really are mismeasurements of what a dog or cat should be getting. I call that they're using a big gulp cup that they're getting from the convenience store.
And Keith is exactly right. You know, we've gotten so used to that big gulp. So when I have a person trying to measure their pet's food, I say, get a real measuring cup. So you measure, you know, how much you're truly putting into that bowl. So right now I'm talking with Keith Johnson of Petbrosia, this very unique new pet food company that takes into account the specific nutritional needs of your unique pet. So, Keith, go ahead, take a gulp from that 8 ounces of coffee. We're going to be right back after this short break. Stay tuned.
Please have a seat in the waiting room. The doctor will be with you shortly, right after these messages.
Hi, this is Tim Link, animal communicator and pet expert, and host of Animal Rights on Pet Life Radio. Have you ever wanted to know what your pet is really thinking? Do you want to find out if they truly understand what you're trying to tell them? Ever wish you could build a better understanding and closer relationship with your pet? Well, now you can. Learning to communicate with animals is a 4-part on-demand workshop. In the workshop, you'll learn the essential techniques that are necessary to communicate with animals, including what is animal communication, breathing correctly to achieve the perfect state to communicate with your animals at a deeper level, using guided meditation exercises and method to communicate with animals, and how to send and receive information from your animals. So if you're wanting to learn how to communicate and connect with your animals at a deeper level, visit petliferadio.com/workshop and purchase and download Learning to Communicate with Animals. You'll be glad you did.
Love My Pets, the new single by Mark Winter, available on iTunes.
Having a rough day? Longing for the dog days of summer? Think your fun furry friend lives a dog's life? Well, find out everything you're begging to know as Pet Life Radio presents It's a Doggy Dog World with pet expert and award-winning author Liz Palaika. Every dog has his day, and you'll find out how to make your dog's day fun and rewarding. Every week, on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to The Pet Doctor on Pet Life Radio with Dr. Bernadine Cruz. The doctor is in, and we'll see you now.
Thanks for staying tuned. I'm talking right now with Keith Johnson of Petbrosia. And Keith, I'm looking at your internet site, and one of the things I don't understand, explain it to me. You mentioned free range or free roaming chicken. What's the difference? What does that mean?
It's actually free run chicken. When I heard free run myself, I had to look up the difference between free range, free run, and cage free to really understand what were the differences. And in free-run chickens, they have more of a freedom. They're not in a contained coop, if you will. They have more freedom to walk about. The difference between free-run and free-range is that with free-run, they still are laying their eggs within a coop. So they do have the ability to roam around outside, take in fresh air, but they do have their natural home for the night, if you will.
Now, Keith, chicken is a very nutritious source of food, and it's good that you're being concerned with the type of chicken that you're using. I know a lot of my clients, myself in particular too, are always the sourcing of the food products. I know you're aware of the fact that there is a real concern with chicken jerky treats in particular coming from China. Many dogs have been made ill. Some have even died because of this chicken. They still don't know exactly what the causative agent is. So where is your chicken being sourced from? Where is it from? The United States? Overseas? Where is it coming from?
Well, Petbrosia, I'm happy to say, sources ingredients from the U.S. And so most of our ingredients actually come within a 100-mile radius of our facilities, which are located in the heartland of the U.S. And so it's really within driving distance for most of the ingredients. Now, when we do go to lamb and salmon, our lamb will be sourced from New Zealand. Our salmon will come from the North Atlantic. But one of the things that we've done right from the beginning is taken a principle that we were going to use the highest level of ingredients in pet brochure. And frankly, it does cost a little bit more because of that.
Keith, sometimes you look at the price of something, you go, oh my goodness, that's a little pricier than I thought. You know, that's more than I want to spend. But we do know that sometimes you get what you pay for. And looking at your website, the price of food, and you may see, all right, 10 pounds of food, that's a little on the more pricey side than I would like to pay for. But digestibility really has a lot to do with it also. You're probably aware of the study that was out several years ago where there was a study again that took shoe leather, crankcase oil, and some other things, very non-digestible. A pet or a person couldn't use any of this, but they broke it down to the chemical components and found that shoe leather, crankcase oil actually met the American Association of Feed Control Officers specifications for pet food. But you know, your pet couldn't use it. So, for instance, how long would a 10-pound box of your food last a 10-pound cat? So I'm looking at my own cat, Zim. About how long would that last?
Ooh, that's a good question. And I look at a lot of these each day in terms of the profiles and the feeding guidelines. How big is the cat?
Well, Zim is about 10 pounds. She's an indoor kitty, moderately active, 3 years of age. I'm not cheap, but I don't want to spend too much. So about how long do you think a 10-pound box of your food would last this 10-pound kitty?
I think depending on the cat, it's going to last somewhere between 2 to 3 months for a 10-pound cat.
Wow.
Maybe a little bit. You know, 10 pounds is quite a bit. Mm-hmm. The one thing about pet brochure is that our kibble is actually a little bit bigger per pound than most other kibbles on the market. And a lot of that has to do with the fact that we spend a lot of care in how we craft it. And we've decided through our studies is that cats and dogs want a crunchy kibble, but they would like it to be a little bit more porous or less hard. And so 10 pounds of pet brochure, you'll notice, is a lot more in volume than other foods.
So bigger volume, it's probably a little bit more mouth-friendly and tastier, too.
That's the whole idea. You know, I sort of translate it to the analogy of a brownie. I prefer my brownies to be a little bit more thicker, chewier, and not rock hard.
I agree with you. I kind of like those also. I like brownies, period. But looking at your ingredient list, it seems so unique, so different. Things I've never seen in cat food before. There's navy beans and blueberries, cranberries and chicory root. So different. Where did you come up with this ingredient list? How'd you do it?
Frankly, if you go through the ingredient list, you'll think to yourself, geez, my dog or cat is eating very well. They're eating the way that maybe I should be eating with all the balance of fruits and vegetables and the high level of high-quality protein. You'll also notice that we've included prebiotics and chicory root and probiotics.
And Keith, that's very important. People have heard these terms, but I'd appreciate it if you could really define what is a prebiotic and what's a probiotic.
Sure. And you probably have done some research in the two in the past. Probiotics are the good bacteria, if you will, in the gut, in the stomach. And what they do is they help to provide healthy digestion and strong defenses through helping to support a healthy digestive tract. Prebiotics, on the other hand, is actually the food that feeds the probiotics. So the two of them together provide a 1-2 punch, if you will, to help with things like immunity and digestion.
Diarrhea, inflammatory bowel disease, GI upsets, these are probably one of the most common reasons why pets are brought into their veterinarian. And we know that the digestive tract is the largest immune system in the entire body, the largest immune organ. So keeping it healthy helps to protect the entire body. So feeding these prebiotics, probiotics keeps your gut healthy, which helps keep you healthy, which gives us that longer quality of life that we all want for ourselves and our pets.
And some foods are starting to include more of the prebiotics. It's relatively new. What we like with PetBrosia is that we've included a high quality source of prebiotics.
Speaking of cat food, I have three cats, so I'm going to the pet food store pretty frequently. Now, I don't have a dog right now, but I do periodically just kind of look around because so many of my clients have dogs and I want to be up that learning curve. There is such a controversy ongoing right now with grain. So many of the foods say they are grain-free. Now, we know that dogs are omnivores. They can eat a little bit of whatever. They can eat grain. What is PetBrosia's take on the grain controversy? What's your view?
That's a good question. There is a lot of discussion out there today in terms of whether a product should be grain-free or not. PetBrosia, our product is without corn, without soy, and without wheat or wheat gluten. And there is a feeling out there that those could lead to allergens. I'm not sure if there's the body of data that shows that is conclusive or not. You're probably closer to that than I am. But we know that with PetBrosia, we wanted to provide a food that did not have those elements in it.
So what ingredients does PetBrosia have? Because you can only have so much protein. You need to have that balance of protein and carbohydrates. What do you use?
That's a good question. We do include brown rice. We do not have white rice, but we do have brown rice because we look at that as a complex carbohydrate starch that has a good source of minerals. We also are including a number of these new starches that you're starting to see. We have potato. We have sweet potato. We have peas. We have navy beans, as you highlighted. And these sources are seen as being grain-free and provide different levels of complexity in terms of the carbohydrates, as well as many of them bring a level of protein and minerals.
Looking at your website, I've seen so many things that makes PetBrosia very unique. And one of the things is the amount of money that you're donating to pet charities. Now, you're a startup company, and most startup companies try to hold as much money in as possible. You know, you need that money. Why is PetBrosia donating money to a pet charity?
You know, from the very beginning, we wanted to do something that was helping pets as we were starting PetBrosia. As I'm not sure if I mentioned this, but my own dogs, Mickey and Rosie, my wife and I rescued. And we have a lot of heart for organizations that are trying to look for homes for dogs and cats and rescue dogs and cats. So when we started PetBrosia, we really wanted to integrate that into what we were doing. You know, even though we are a startup, it became one of the core foundations of our mission statement that we wanted to help the communities that we are a part of and our consumers are a part of, frankly. So what we've done, what Rescue Bank is a very nice organization. What Rescue Bank does is they provide rescue and rehabilitation groups with services and supplies that make them more self-reliant and are able to improve their standards of care. So if you think about it, one of the biggest needs that a lot of the organizations have is food. They need to buy food for the rescue animals. And so what the Rescue Bank does is it helps to provide the food so that that's one less cost that they have to deal with. And then they're able to rescue more pets. What we do at PetBrosia is we help with offsetting a lot of those logistic costs.
PetBrosia, that's a very nice thing that you're doing. I know this is a very busy time for you. You're launching. This is something that's different where PetBrosia is totally online. It makes it really convenient. We've gotten so used to doing our banking online, doing so much of our business online. So it's convenient. I love the fact that it's auto-renewal because there are times I get down to that last can of cat food and a little bit of dry going, oh, dang, I got to run to the pet store. And this takes that into account. But so many of us, you want to talk to somebody, especially something new like this. You know, am I doing it the right way? Is this the best thing for my pet? So what does PetBrosia have so I can have customer service? What kind of feedback? What kind of support?
That's a very good question. You want to talk to someone or have information as you're buying food. And so there's two ways that you can talk to us during the process. The first way is our 1-800 number, which is posted at the top of the site, at the top of every page. And we have a 24/7 call center, and they're trained in pet brochure, they're trained in nutrition, they're trained in the site, and they can help you out along the way. The second way is we have a little button on the side of the screen that at any time you can click on, and it will send us an email. And we answer those emails within a couple hours to help someone, you know, with some of their more detailed questions that they may have.
I mean, I love your customer service. That's really very nice. But the other thing that's also unique about Pet Brochure is you have a pet community. So people are really learning from each other. So they're learning from Pet Brochure. They're learning from each other. And the final, we have healthier pets. Fabulous.
We really do want to hear from our consumers. We really want to hear from people and what they feel about pet nutrition, what they're looking for in future products. We're always looking to create new products. And part of what we create is based on what people say they are looking for. That's the one nice thing about being a company like ours. We have the opportunity to create new products. In our community, we have a blog set up, and we're going to continue to post information out there that goes beyond just food, but to other areas of health and well-being for pets.
They are so interrelated.
That's correct. We also send out a monthly newsletter, and much of the information in that newsletter is going beyond just the food. You know, our goal is not just to be talking about Pet Brochure, the food, but to help people get the type of information that they're looking for the overall well-being of their dog or cat.
If somebody wanted to learn more about Pet Brochure, where should they go?
Well, I would definitely go to petbrochure.com. There's also a good amount of information on our Facebook site, which is Facebook.com/PetBrochure. Those two are probably the best places to go. You can also follow us on Twitter at Twitter.com/PetBrochure1, and then on Google+.
Well, it sounds as though there's all sorts of ways that people can learn about Pet Brochure. Social media, the communities are good. I love the pictures of all the animals. Pets cannot eat or live by pet food alone. Are you going to be coming out with treats too?
Today we do not have treats, but you can bet that it's in our pipeline of things that we would like to bring to market in the near future.
Well, thank you for listening this week. This is Dr. Bernadine Cruz, and I've been speaking with Keith Johnson. He's the founder and CEO of Pet Brochure, a very new, unique pet food company. You can learn more about it online. So thank you for listening. Please tune in again next week. We'll have more information on how to make you the best possible pet owner that you can be. Thanks for listening. Take care.
Pets can be a wonderful addition to your life. Keeping them healthy and happy is important. Pet Life Radio presents The Pet Doctor with veterinary media consultant and veterinarian Dr. Bernadine Cruz. Whether you have a dog, cat, reptile, or rabbit, you'll find answers for your pets straight from the vets. The Pet Doctor, on demand every week, only on PetLifeRadio.com.